Welcome to the Real Moms Playbook, the movement where we elevate your life. Brought to you by our premier sponsor, Earthly Wellness. In season two, we build onward from the intentional transformation to conquer the chaos, live in alignment, and build systems that work. So grab a notebook and let's get going. Welcome to the Real Moms Playbook. I'm your host, Lisa Autry. So today we're going to dive in and talk about how to create calm with your kids. Maybe you don't know what that word means right now, but don't worry. We're going to be discussing the whirlwind and four great strategies on how to mitigate the chaos in your home. You know, motherhood is the greatest blessing. We have been entrusted with these little people that we get to raise into the next generation, and it can come with a lot of chaos. Raise your hand if you have been the victim of chaos and the whirlwind in your life. I know I have more than one time or two, especially at the onset of a new addition in our family. And we all go through seasons of chaos. The whirlwind, which is what we call all the things that happen around us on any given day, can be extremely overwhelming and extremely chaotic and can cause us to be short-tempered, angry, upset, overwhelmed, and just plain exhausted. So we're going to be discussing today four great strategies on how to create more calm with your kids. Guess what? News alert, you don't have to get rid of them. And I know sometimes it can feel like a huge burden. And I know it can feel like, man, I never get anything done. My children are always overwhelming me. And I don't want to be like this. What I want to do is I want to set the stage of a whole new tone, and I want you to write down one word of the tone you want to carry into motherhood going forward. For me, it was peace. For you, it could be freedom. It could be adventure, experiences, control. And a lot of us feel like we are out of control with the whirlwind going all around us. So what is the whirlwind? I've talked about it on prior episodes. Make sure you go and listen to some of the routine segments. But the whirlwind is all of the things going on around us. You know, Little League games, laundry, cleaning, homework, maybe homeschool, all of the naps that your kids are supposed to take that they don't take, all of the extracurriculars that you are involved in, all the things you said yes to that creates more chaos in your life, maybe a career for you, maybe just the overwhelm of every little task that you have to do, especially those menial ones that feel like are never ending. You know, I don't know about you, but my laundry basket always has something in it, even if it's laundry day and I just finished. And so the whirlwind can become extremely overwhelming and extremely exhausting. We want to create a whole new tone. So on a piece of paper, really big in the middle of the paper, I want you to write one word of the tone you're going to immediately start applying after this episode. Like I said, for me, it's peace. For you, it could be something different. Everyone has a different goal in motherhood, which brings me to step one in the four strategies to create calm with your kids. Step one is determine your goal in motherhood. Motherhood is extremely overwhelming, and a lot of times it feels like it won't ever bear fruit for us, right? And you may be in the thick of just young children, and they're always upset, they're always needing something, and it's never what you happen to give them, even if it was exactly what they asked for. And a lot of times we can be stuck in the fog and forget about what's truly important. So on the other side of the piece of paper, the one where you wrote the tone you want to take, what's that goal for yourself? What's that tone you want to bring into your motherhood journey? I want you to state like just a simple sentence of your goal in motherhood. What do you want to walk away with from this motherhood journey and the end game, right? When you're seeing your last child out of the house, what do you hope they walk away with? What do you want them to look back and say, my mom did this with us. My mom was acting like this with us. My mom felt this. So we want to start with the end in mind. Don't cry. It's okay, because it's going to make us more intentional today. We don't want to look back and say, what did I even do? Or lay your head on the pillow every night and be like, what did I even accomplish except yelling? And so when we look at our goal in motherhood, what is it you ultimately want to achieve? And how do you want to walk away with every single day? We start with the end in mind so we can take action steps every single day. Does it mean it's perfect? No, that's not the point of motherhood. You want to walk out of motherhood being like, man, I did a pretty darn good job with the resources and the support that I had. But it starts with us and the tone that we want to create. For me, I am a yeller. That's my natural default setting. I'm an 8 and my gut triad is anger and yelling. But I didn't want that in motherhood. I wanted something different. And I told myself, even just 6 months ago, I was like, you know what? I want to be a more calm, patient person. And that started with me. That was the tone that I wanted to create. Because guess what? We dictate the tone in our home. Doesn't matter what's going on outside of our doors. We dictate what goes on within our home. We dictate the energy. And it can be a positive energy or it can be a negative energy. And I found myself very impatient and very short. And I said, what do I need to do to create peace and calm? Now, we are heading into a new season. Jack is now a little over 1. He is sleeping all night, praise the Lord. And I'm able to get up and have some time for myself in the morning. And during that time, I knew what was important to me was peace and calm means God. And so I have to have my Bible reading and my devotional time before I go and do my workout. And that starts my morning. And I find I'm far more peaceful. And for peace, you know, that may be something else for you. You know, it could be a good workout. It could just be sitting in silence. It could be many different things. But what is a goal for you in motherhood? What is it you're needing? And start applying that immediately after this because you dictate the tone in your family. And we want to make sure it's a positive one, right? As much as possible. Remember, we've talked about in the past, we're shooting for 85% success, 15% chaos management. It's not always going to be perfect. We're not shooting for perfection, especially the little people in our world. They create chaos everywhere they go. And even the older people in our world, right? And because teenagers cause a lot of chaos as well. So step one is determine your goal in motherhood and what tone you want to create. If you want to change how you currently mother, what is your first action step? Step two is really action oriented. You want to set clear expectations with your children and communicate those expectations. You know, people don't know what we want unless we communicate it. So first we need to figure out what we're expecting from our children. And I will tell you, young children can actually rise to a challenge. And if we expect things from them, they will rise to that. Now, young children, we're teaching them, we're nurturing them to be capable individuals. And so we have to set those clear expectations. We need to communicate, and we oftentimes need to teach and work alongside them. It's a great relationship builder, and it helps them hold themselves accountable in the future when we know what we want to expect from them and hold them to that. So set clear expectations and communicate with your children what you expect from them. You may be someone right now that's like, oh, I just like to do everything for my children. But if we don't hold our children accountable when they are setting out on their own journey, it's going to be really hard for them to hold themselves accountable. So from an early age, we can actually expect things from our children and actually help the family unit along. It's really important that our children feel like valued members in our family, feel like people who are like, man, people want me here. I am important and I like to do certain things in my house and my family likes me to be a help. And you can see this in young children. Earlier today, I was cleaning and I was mopping and my son was sticking his hand in the bucket and then wiping the floor because he's like, that's how I'll help mop. And in the past, I've been like, Jack, stop. And it made me realize he is mirroring me. He wants to do what I'm doing. So you grab a washcloth and say, here you go. Good job. Great job. Does it take more time? Yes. I was reading in our Bible study the other day and it's like, you know, what if our children are meant to interrupt our life because it's opportunities to connect? What if those challenges aren't actually challenges, but they're opportunities? What if having to go slower is teaching our children so that in the future, We don't have to go slow, and they help us along. And that was a huge realization for me. It's like, wow, I've always expected things from my children and I hold them accountable to that. But what if those interruptions in my day are actually great opportunities that God has placed in our world? As the women in the family, we are the necks of the family. We turn our family whichever way we need them to be. And when we set those clear expectations and we communicate and we also watch them want to help and help them follow through with that, which brings us to step three in just a second. But when we set those clear expectations and we communicate, they see themselves as valued members in the family. Now, this is setting a great tone for when they're older and they don't want to listen to us, but they still know the expectations. They'll still follow through because there's a level of respect there and there's a level of accountability. And so step two is set those clear expectations, and communicate those expectations. They don't know what's going on in our head. They don't know what's going on in our heart. And maybe we communicate, hey, mom's a little overwhelmed today. I need a little extra help here. Can you do this for me? I was so proud because the other day I was cleaning up and my daughter's cleaned up stuff without me even asking. And this has been a long time coming. It's been nurturing and me guiding them. And now they're seeing things that I don't even have to communicate. And it's a slow progression. Your kids want to be a help. They want to be a valued member in the family unit. We have to set that stage and we have to create that opportunity. And when they interrupt what we're trying to get done, look at it as an opportunity that they just want to help and they want to be a part of it. It's a lot faster if I mop, but it's a lot better in a collaboration because they feel like they are being helpful and they're assets in the family as well. So step three, when we set those expectations and when we communicate, we need to go on the back end and have them actually follow through and check their work. Perfect example. We do a 10-minute tidy before bed. I have some clients that do 15, 20 minutes. I have a client who does a 30-minute tidy before bed. And she told me the other night, she's like, man, they're always complaining about it. And I'm like, first off, how consistent are you on it? And she's like, we do it 3 or 4 times a week. I said, while you're building this process and this system in your family, do it every single night. You want it to become a habit like brushing your teeth. And so if they see it's not important sometimes and important other times, you're going to get pushback. And actually pushback from our children is a great interruption to say, what changes can I make? And you also don't have to have happy compliance. When we're holding our children accountable, it means following through regardless. And I even told her, I said, she's like, I want them to be happy about it. And I'm like, just have them do it. If they want to complain, they're going to push back and they're hoping that you'll give up. So, and this is very normal in children. They are meant to push us. They are meant to see, ooh, how bad do you want me to do this? And when you just stick with your process, that's your perfection. You're not demanding perfection from them. You're just asking them to follow through. And on the back end, you're checking. So what do I mean by that? When I tell my kids, hey, we're doing 10-minute tidy, clean up and get ready for bed. I'm going to come check it when you're done. And I go and check it. It's not undermining them. It's actually showing them, hey, this is important and we're going to make sure we follow through. And you're going to follow through to the standard that I asked of you. Okay? Do not guilt, guide. So if you go in there and your children haven't done a thing, say, okay, get up. We're not going to be able to have some TV time because we need to follow through with this. Guess what? They're going to start doing it. They're going to start following through because that checking mechanism, that's the special secret to getting your children accountable and actually following through and doing, you know, the work that you expect of them on the timeline that you expect. Say you have 10 minutes and I need you to put all your ponies away, or I need you to put all of your action figures away. Whatever it is they need to clean up and transition, help them follow through with that checking process. And guess what? If they didn't, then, you know, there's going to be consequences to that. Not meaning that you do it for them. They need to be right there doing it. And you need to be helping them or guiding them or just sitting there and saying, I'll just sit here until you're done. Now, young children, like my son is one, I sing the cleanup song while I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh, can you put this? And it's so slow right now. Can you put this in the box? and he does it and then tries to take it back. I'm like, oh, no, let's leave it. It's meant to be slow because I'm teaching him the process now so that when he's 2 and 3 and I'm like, hey, time to clean up, he knows what to do. It's a guiding process right now. It's hands-on and it's a great relationship builder with your young children because they feel like, man, I'm getting some special attention and we're doing this thing together. Did you notice though? We did it together. It doesn't mean after your children go to bed, you clean up all of the messes. The point after your children go to bed is for you to decompress or have time with your spouse or just do nothing, whatever it is. It doesn't mean picking up the pieces from your family. You want to do that in transition before bed. It's resetting the home so you can go to sleep peacefully and calm. So that follow through and that checking though is really, really crucial for your children to actually follow through. And then step 4, practice, practice, practice. So my example of my client, she's like, man, I'm getting a lot of pushback. And I said, how often are you doing it? She's like, 3 or 4 times a week. I'm like, that's the problem. Because you're not showing them that it's consistent and it's important to be consistent, they're going to fight every time to see if you can just drop it all together. When you're trying to create a habit, that consistency is your success. Think about when you're trying to develop a fitness routine or you're trying to build a new habit in your life. The more consistent you are, the better it's going to be. It's like Jerry Seinfeld's don't break the chain method. We want to not break the chain. We want to do it consistently every single night because it's important to reset the home. Now, once you build that habit over a long period of time, and I say long, like 2 or 3 months consistently every single night, then you can take nights off here or there. It could be special pizza night or, you know, family game night. Hey, we're going to just do a 5 little minute quick pickup of what we were working on before dinner. We're going to have pizza and a movie. We're not going to do our full system. And that's okay. That's the reward for being consistent. And you'll find that you become a lot faster the more proficient you are with something. And same thing goes for your kids, but it requires that consistent practice. Now, if your kids are throwing up, are you going to make them tidy? No, but it's you're working towards that so that you can enjoy those times off when they come. So let's review the 4 steps again. And then I have a challenge for you, ladies. Step 1, determine your goal in motherhood and the tone that you want to create. Think of that end in mind so it's going to help you with clear expectations and everything through the follow through. Step 2, set clear expectations with your whole family and communicate those expectations. Last time I checked, they couldn't read our minds and we don't want them to anyway. Step 3, follow through your processes and check them with your children. This is a great relationship builder and it can help your kids see that what they're doing is important to you and helping them follow through because you're guiding, not guilting. And then step 4, practice, practice, practice. So what I'd love for you to do is just create a list of things you really need help on and have your children be a part of that. Invite them to be a part of that. Hey, mom needs help folding laundry. You guys are going to grab your own clothes and we're going to do a folding session together. Or, hey, mom really needs help cleaning this house up. Let's do this together. And I'm going to give you guys specific tasks and I'm going to help you follow through with them. And remember, it's not all about being super fast. It's about teaching them so that they can follow through and then you can delegate. It's a great delegating strategy. And the more often they do something, the better they're going to get at it. So I have a challenge for you, ladies. Are you ready? I want to challenge you to grab accountability with kids. If you're struggling with peace and calm in your home, I created accountability for kids with you in mind. So are you having a hard time getting your kids to follow through with tidying? Or maybe you are constantly stressed because your kids' lack of involvement makes it hard to keep the household running smoothly. Maybe you feel financially strained and your kids never seem to understand when you tell them no. There's a simple way to build accountability with your children where it feels like a partnership versus a dictatorship. Accountability with kids is all about laying the foundation for families to have calm, peace and control in their lives. When everyone contributes, everyone is so much happier and it makes mom life so much easier. As a family, you can have tidy and peaceful spaces. As a family, you can build great routines with your kids that are fun. As a family, you can have open and engaging conversations about the family budget and family goals. This is your start. Accountability with Kids is an audio course and workbook that are meant to be your launch pad for those good foundations in simple, effective strategies. So what's included in Accountability with Kids? It's understanding how to create the life you desire with your kids and the tone you will be setting. How to effectively tidy with your kids and implement systems that work, and the why behind tidying to teach your kids too. How to adopt a collaborative approach to family routines that work for everyone and create freedom and flow. And then also how to create conversations as a team in regards to family budgets and family financial goals. So within Accountability with Kids, this training includes a step-by-step workbook that lays out your action steps and how to apply them immediately into your family to see the most success, along with audio bites where I walk you through step-by-step to bring clarity and get you to take action right away. So I want to challenge you, if you are struggling in your home, to grab Accountability with Kids. It's going to be located in the show notes. You can also go to thedaughterdiary.com/services, and it's located within the services tab. I want to challenge you to create that peace, calm, and control in your life with your kids. They're on this journey with you. Enjoy it and nurture it. So I'm really excited. Season 3 is coming in September with a new sponsor and great foundations. Who is ready for the Monday morning wake up so you can be prepared for your week and hit it strong? Please rate and share this podcast so we can grow our following for Season 3, and make sure you follow to find out when Season 3 releases. Until next time, this is The Real Mom's Playbook, and I'm your host, Lisa Autry.